Today is the 22nd day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome to a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. And it's kind of our custom around here to acknowledge that. It helps us. We can look out over it now. It will end because we can only go forward. And when we get to the end of this week, we can look back with regret, or we can look back and know that we intentionally did the very, very best that we could in our work, in our faith, in our relationships, in all our thoughts, in all our words, in all our choices, and in all of the actions that we took as a result of those things. So here we are. It's a vista. My vista is over the rolling hills of Tennessee. Yours is wherever you may be on this beautiful planet. All of ours is here around the global campfire as we launch into a new week. So it's a new week, but we will certainly pick up exactly where we left off. We're not leaving out anything in the Bible. We're going through all of it together. We'll read from the New International Version this week. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 1 through 4, verse 17 today. Joram, son of Ahab, became king of Israel in Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and he reigned 12 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, but not as his father and mother had done. He got rid of the sacred stone of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he clung to the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. He did not turn away from them. Now, Mesha, king of Moab, raised sheep, and he had to pay the king of Israel a tribute of 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams. But after Ahab died, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. So at that time, King Joram set out from Samaria and mobilized all Israel. He also sent this message to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab? I will go with you, he replied. I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. By what route shall we attack? He asked. Through the desert of Edom, he answered. So the king of Israel set out with the king of Judah and the king of Edom. After a roundabout march of 7 days, the army had no more water for themselves or for the animals with them. What? Exclaimed the king of Israel. Has the Lord called us three kings together only to deliver us into the hands of Moab? But Jehoshaphat asked, Is there no prophet of the Lord here through whom we may inquire of the Lord? An officer of the king of Israel answered, Elisha, son of Shaphat, is here. He used to pour water on the hands of Elijah. Jehoshaphat said, The word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Elisha said to the king of Israel, Why do you want to involve me? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother. No, the king of Israel answered, because it was the Lord who called us three kings together to deliver us into the hands of Moab. Elisha said, As surely as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not pay any attention to you. But now bring me a harpist. While the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came on Elisha, and he said, This is what the Lord says. I will fill this valley with pools of water, for this is what the Lord says. You will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you, your cattle, and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also deliver Moab into your hands. He will overthrow every fortified city and every major town. You will cut down every good tree, stop up all the springs, and ruin every good field with stones. The next morning, about the time for offering the sacrifice, there it was, water flowing from the direction of Edom, and the land was filled with water. Now all the Moabites had heard that the kings had come to fight against them, so every man, young and old, who could bear arms was called up and stationed on the border. When they got up early in the morning, the sun was shining on the water. To the Moabites across the way, the water looked red, like blood. "That's blood," they said. "Those kings must have fought and slaughtered each other. Now to the plunder, Moab." But when the Moabites came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and fought them until they fled. And the Israelites invaded the land and slaughtered the Moabites. They destroyed the towns, and each man threw a stone on every good field until it was covered. They stopped up all the springs and cut down every good tree. Only Kir Hareseth was left with its stones in place, but men armed with slings surrounded it and attacked it. When the king of Moab saw that the battle had gone against him, he took with him 700 swordsmen to break through to the king of Edom. But they failed. Then he took his firstborn son, who was to succeed him as king, and offered him as a sacrifice on the city wall. The fury against Israel was great. They withdrew and returned to their own land. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he revered the Lord, but now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." One day, Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, "I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put in it a bed and a table, a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us." One day, when Elisha came, he went up to his room and lay down there. He said to his servant Gehazi, "Call the Shunammite." So he called her, and she stood before him. Elisha said to him, "Tell her, you have gone to all this trouble for us. Now, what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army?" She replied, "I have a home among my own people." "What can be done for her?" Elisha asked. Gehazi said, "She has no son, and her husband is old." Then Elisha said, "Call her." So he called her, and she stood in the doorway. "About this time next year," Elisha said, "you will hold a son in your arms." "No, my lord," she objected. "Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant." But the woman became pregnant, and the next year about that same time she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. Acts 14, 8 through 28. In Lystra, there sat a man who was lame. He had been that way from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." At that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates because he and the crowd wanted to offer sacrifices to them. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. They preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting, committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them, and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. Psalm 140, for the director of music, a psalm of David. Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, "You are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence. Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Father, we thank you for a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. Thank you. With gratitude, thank you for bringing us this far. Thank you for letting us step into this week. And we commit it to you right at the outset. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead and guide us, and you will, and you are. Help us to pay attention. Help us to be intentional about our thoughts and intentional about our words and choices. Because all those things are going to turn into actions, and that is going to be what this week looks like. May we bring honor to you. May we be honorable and trustworthy as we walk through this week. And we open ourselves, our hearts, as we move into this week and move forward in the scriptures, that you might speak and challenge us and transform us, that we might grow and make you proud. Come, Holy Spirit, into this. We invite you. And we become aware of your presence that is always with us. And we follow your lead. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield. I am really behind on community prayers, but I am getting through the daily podcasts and praying at the end of those. But I do feel a disconnect because I haven't been able to hear my family and hear their cries and rejoicing and just everything. So I miss you guys, and just praying for you guys as you come to my mind and heart. Today, I just wanted to call in for a friend of mine whose son has pneumonia. He's been sick for about 3 weeks, and she was also really sick too. And so they're just trying to get through the brunt of this illness. And this mama is a single mama, and just her son is six, and just having a hard time trying to navigate illnesses while recovering from her own illness, and just working on getting him better. So if you could just pray that healing would come upon both of their bodies, and that us as their friends and church family could support in the ways that they need support with food, or just washing clothes, or reprieve, and just being a friendly face, and just a support for them. So prayers for that would be appreciated. But I love you guys, and I'm looking forward to getting caught up on community prayers, because it really is, it's been a big void not being up to date with you guys. So I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hello, this is Eunice calling from Catonsville, and I want to pray for families today, starting with the Harden family. I just thank you, Lord, how you have kept them, how you have used them to be such an encouragement to souls all over the world. And I thank you for mothers and fathers, husbands and wives and children, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my husband and for my children, my daughters who love you and are serving you, and my sons, both who are struggling with their salvation, Lord God. And I know that so many of us. So I want to encourage mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers not to give up on your loved ones, that God is at work even when you don't see it. We bless you, God, because you have the final say. Help us to constantly speak words of life and wisdom and encouragement, knowing that you are at work in our children and our wayward children, God, and some of our spouses that aren't saved and wives that aren't saved and sisters and brothers. We thank you for the family of God. Continue to have your way in us. Allow your word to penetrate deep, that we, God, will be salt in this world. Be thou glorified in all things, and have an amazing day, DAB family. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. It's Searching for Beauty. It's June 16th, I think. Just about to call it quits for the night here, and just thought I should phone in and request prayer. I've got some blood work coming up on Monday. I'm not overly worried about it, but I think if my bone metastasis marker isn't reduced, then I think my oncologist is going to call me and try to get me to do a CT scan or maybe even switch up my treatment drugs. I've been taking something new, but I've only been on it for some of them I've only been on a month. One of them I've only been on about 2.5 weeks. So I think it's a little bit early to know how they're working. I feel pretty good. Lots of other really good things are happening. The lymphedema in my arm, which it's been as much as 50% bigger than my other arm, is significantly better. And in almost every way, I feel better. So I am assuming that that my bone metastasis marker will come down, but I could certainly use some prayer in regards to that. So I very much appreciate it. Thank you, and I will let you know how it all goes after the test. Thanks.
Shalom, shalom, Deb family. I'm kind of behind on my community prayer, but it's the May 24th, and I just heard a prayer from a woman by the name of Rainbow of Hope. Sweet sister, thank you so much for calling in. You touched my heart. The Spirit compelled me to call in and let you know that I am lifting you and your whole family up to God's throne of mercy. I could just feel the weight on your shoulder of carrying the burden and despair of your family. You said that your daughter's going through cancer treatment. You just lost your dog, and everyone's in such despair, sweet sister. And you just want this to bring your family together, for your children to turn to the Lord. So we are lifting you up. I am lifting you up in prayer and encouragement, because you have such a beautiful name, Rainbow of Hope. Rainbow of Hope. You just keep saying that. I am God's rainbow of hope. I love you, sweet sister, in Jesus' name. Amen.